Glory to God. Thank God for the word of God. Thank God for the gospel of Jesus. Thank God for faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe, first to the Jews and then to the Greeks. For therein the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, just as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith of the New Testament and of the Old Testament does not speak of the just man walking by faith. Hallelujah. The just shall live by faith means that the man that is called just on account of his faith. Hallelujah. That's why it says, for therein the righteousness of God is revealed, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So the just shall live by faith speaks of salvation. The man is called just. The man is saved because of his faith in Christ. Hallelujah. So we are righteous men in the sight of God. I welcome you to another episode of Every Day with Jesus podcast, and today we're going to be spending time praying again. I hope to teach for a shorter period today so we can get to really pray. Hallelujah. So yesterday we saw again in our study on concerning confession of sins. We saw in our study how that God has made up his mind concerning you and I, concerning everyone who has believed in Christ Jesus. God's mind is made up already. God has imputed to us righteousness, and he will never impute to us sin. God will not reckon to account or take into account sin when it comes to dealing with us, when it comes to our relationship with him. Hallelujah. God is not listing offenses. God is not recording sins. You know, there's this idea of God in heaven and then with an angel assigned to recording every sin that people commit. And that on the last day when we stand before Jesus, God is going to get it played on a big, wide plasma TV and stuff like that. Now, that's just some tales, some cock and bull stories good for Nollywood movies. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. There's no such thing in the Bible. God does not impute sin. God does not record offenses. Hallelujah. This litters the Bible. God does not take inventory of sin. He does not take it into account. He does not reckon it against us in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. In fact, in the Old Testament, the Bible says, if the Lord should mark iniquities, we shall stand. But there is forgiveness with you that may be feared. Hallelujah. God is to be reverenced on account of his forgiveness. So God does not impute sin. This is well taught in the New Testament. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 4, we saw it yesterday. God does not impute sin to them that believe. Look at this now. And Bible calls it a blessedness. Hallelujah. Romans in chapter 4. Bible calls it a blessedness that comes not only on the Jews, but on the Gentiles, on the uncircumcised. Everyone that has faith partakes and accesses this blessing. Romans chapter 4. I'll start from verse 1 again. Bible says, what then shall we say that Abraham, our father, has found according to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. Paul is saying, what shall we say Abraham has found? This relationship that Abraham had with God, was it based on what he did? Was it based on meritorious works or performances, or based on his faith? He says, if it was by works, then Abraham had a basis for growing before God. That is, Abraham should be able to stand before God and say, well, because I did this and this and this and that, and did this and this and this and that, I'm a righteous man. But Bible says, not before God. You know why? Bible says, verse 3, because Abraham, what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Hallelujah. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Glory to Jesus. Bible now says in verse 5, but to him who does not walk, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. So he calls it a blessedness. Such a man is blessed. Hallelujah. Such a man is blessed. Righteousness by faith is the blessing of Abraham. Glory to Jesus. Righteousness by faith is the blessing of Abraham. Look at this now. Look at verse 6. David describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. Look at verse 7. Bible says, blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin. Glory to Jesus. And I said yesterday emphatically that the reason why the Lord will not impute sin is because he imputed righteousness already. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 9. Bible says, does this blessedness then come upon the circumcised only or upon the uncircumcised also? Does this blessedness come upon the circumcised only or upon the uncircumcised also? For we say that faith was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. How then was it accounted? While he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had while still uncircumcised, that he might be the father of all those who believe, though they are uncircumcised, that righteousness might be imputed to them also. Hallelujah. That righteousness might be imputed to them also. So the same way Bible says, what then does the scripture say? Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. We can say the same of ourselves. I can say Ibukun believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. You can say that about yourself too. Just go ahead and say it. Ibukun believed in God and it was accounted to him as righteousness. Glory be to God. Whatever your name is, you believed in God and it was accounted to you for righteousness. The same way Abraham's faith was counted as righteousness. Those who believe in Christ today, those who believe in the gospel, those who have faith in what Jesus has done, are also counted righteous by faith. Hallelujah. They are counted righteous just like that. Glory be to God. Look at verse 22. Romans chapter 4. Romans 4, 22. Bible says, now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, verse 24, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. When he says it shall be imputed to us, he wasn't putting our justification in the future. Glory to God. He's talking about what was written. He says it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us it shall be imputed. That is, it was written that it shall be imputed to us. Right now, it has been imputed. Hallelujah. So we can say the same way Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness, we also can say the same of ourselves. Glory to God. And the emphasis I'm making in this teaching is this, that because God has imputed righteousness, he cannot impute sin. You may like to put this down in your notes, or write it somewhere, or paste it in your room. Look at it every time, wake up to it. Let it be so deeply ingrained in your consciousness. Let it deeply overwhelm your mind and your consciousness that the reason why God will not impute sin to you as a believer in Christ Jesus is because he has imputed righteousness once and for all. Hallelujah. And I said to you yesterday that God does not change his mind. Praise God. God does not change his mind. If he were to be a man that named Abraham, Abraham, the moment Abraham messed up, the moment Abraham doubted the promises of God and went to Agar to have a child, from that point in time, I'm sure if he were to be a man, he would have changed his mind. Hallelujah. Bible says that the gifts and calling of God, they are without repentance. God does not change his mind. So having imputed righteousness, there will never be a time when God will impute sin again. Why? Because he has imputed righteousness to you as a person who has faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Righteousness has been imputed once and for all. Look at James chapter 1. God does not change his mind. James chapter 1, I'll read from verse 17. Bible says, every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Hallelujah. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Hallelujah. There's no variation in our God. He does not change. Glory to Jesus. The NIV says, who does not change like shifting shadows. God does not change like shifting shadows. There's no variableness in God. There's no shadow of turning. So having made up his mind concerning you in Christ Jesus, having imputed to you the nature of righteousness, God will not change his mind. Hallelujah. God's mind is made up concerning us. His mind is made up. What he has said is what he has said. What he has done is what he has done. It stays so. Hallelujah. It cannot be altered. Glory to Jesus. It cannot be changed. It cannot be modified. God will not edit or upgrade or update. Hallelujah. What he has done, he has done. What he has said. We are the righteousness of God in him. And that is it. Hallelujah. So God will not impute sin where he has imputed righteousness. God will never impute sin where he has imputed righteousness. Having established that strongly again, let's go back to Hebrews 10. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 10. I began to show you this yesterday, how that the habit of confessing sins on a daily basis and asking for forgiveness only breeds sin consciousness. Hebrews chapter 10. And I'm going to show you in today's teaching how that The Bible does not even have any nice word or any nice description for this state. Hallelujah. Hebrews in chapter 10, I'll read from verse 1. The Bible says, for the law, having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very images of those things, cannot with this sacrifice, which were continually offered year by year, make those who approach perfect. Hallelujah. Make those who approach perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered? For the worshippers once purified would have had no more consciousness of sins. The word consciousness there is the word conscience. That's the word translated conscience in different places in the New Testament, which just means to be conscious of anything. Hallelujah. To be conscious of anything. So he says the worshippers once purified would have had no more consciousness of sins. That is, the moment they've been purified, the moment they've been perfected by that sacrifice, they will never have the consciousness of sins anymore. Hallelujah. They won't be conscious of sin, of guilt. They won't be conscious of enmity between themselves and God. They won't be conscious of a need to be forgiven and accepted in the sight of God. Hallelujah. So, but because the sacrifices could not cater for their sins at all, it was not even that they couldn't cater for their sins once for all. It could not cater for sins at all. Now, because of that fact, there was a reminder of sins being made every year. Hebrews chapter 10, look at verse 3. But in those sacrifices, there's a reminder of sins every year. So what happens when a man comes to offer sacrifices again? There's a reminder of sins. Hallelujah. There's a recollection. There's a reminder. You are reminded of the fact that you're a sinner. Glory to Jesus. That's what you're reminded of. A need to be forgiven. You are reminded that you're a sinner that is still in need of forgiveness. Glory be to God. So, you are reminded that you are still an enemy of God, because if you cast your mind back to the metaphors we have studied in this teaching, you discover that forgiveness of sins includes reconciliation. So, there's no forgiveness without reconciliation. The man that is forgiven in Christ Jesus is reconciled back to the Father. 2 Corinthians 5:19, to wit, that God was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. So, in the remission of sins we have received, we are reconciled to the Father. Hallelujah. So, if the sacrifices of the Old Testament could not forgive, that means it couldn't bring reconciliation. And we saw that the word reconciliation could not feature in the Old Testament as a reality. Hallelujah. Nobody could be reconciled to the Father through the offering of the blood of bulls and goats. Glory to Jesus. So, definitely what the repeated sacrifices in the Old Testament communicated to them was that they were still enemies. They were still enemies of God. Hallelujah. That the enmity had not been broken by the sacrifices. So, that was the reminder that happened every year. Glory to Jesus. And that's what it means to be conscious of sin. You are conscious of enmity. You are conscious of the fact that, see, you are not at peace with God. Hallelujah. That there's a need for reconciliation. You know you are far away from him. That's what the law could not do. It could not reconcile men to the Father. So it continually communicated to them the consciousness of sin, which is a consciousness of enmity between you and God, or enmity towards God. Hallelujah. Look at Hebrews chapter 7. I'll read from verse 18. Hebrews 7:18, for on the one hand there's an annulling of the former commandment because of its weakness and unprofitableness. It says the Old Testament, the law, the commandment, the covenant was useless and unprofitable. Why? Verse 19, for the law made nothing perfect. The perfection he's talking about here is the same one he's talking about at chapter 10. Hallelujah. In the which men could not be perfected by the sacrifice once for all and delivered from the consciousness of sin. Glory to Jesus. So, for the law made nothing perfect, but there is the bringing in of a better hope through which we draw near to God. Have you seen that in being perfected by the sacrifice of Jesus, we are brought near. Hallelujah. We are drawn near to God. We are reconciled to the Father. Hallelujah. This is what the law could not do. So there was always a feeling of inferiority complex. There was always a feeling of enmity. Are you aware that the law further widened the gap between God and man? The law exposed to them that they were so sinful they couldn't approach a holy God. Cast your mind back to Sinai. They were instructed to not even come near the mountain. They were watching from afar. It got to a point after they were terrified. They were exceedingly terrified. They said to Moses, just go and hear him and come and tell us whatever he has to say. Even Moses himself says, I'm exceedingly afraid and quaking. Glory to Jesus. So the Lord showed them that they were so sinful they couldn't approach a holy God. Hallelujah. And that's the consciousness of sin. A feeling of inferiority complex. A feeling of enmity towards God. A feeling of not being at peace towards God. A feeling of not being accepted. A feeling of being in need of forgiveness. Hallelujah. So that was why they continually offered sacrifices every year. And there was a reminder of their state. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. So today, like I said yesterday, believers now ask for forgiveness every day. Now, in reconciliation, we don't plead for forgiveness. Forgiveness is needed when there's no reconciliation. And that's how Jesus taught it. Glory to God. Look at Matthew chapter 5, an example of how Jesus taught reconciliation. Matthew chapter 5, glory to God. When Jesus was talking about giving your offering, your gift and all that, Matthew's Gospel in chapter 5. I will read from verse 23. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. So you see, it's when people are not at peace with themselves, it's when there's an enmity that people have to come and reconcile. Hallelujah. That's when you need forgiveness. If you look at it very well, in our relationships, what Bible tells us to do is to have a disposition of love in the which we're able to cover a multitude of sins. That is, we are not meant to be recording offenses and then be waiting for people to come and ask us to forgive them. No, we are meant to just forgive. Bear with one another. Do you know the meaning of bearing with one another? It means we shouldn't be counting offenses. Hallelujah. We shouldn't be making a record of offenses. I just forgive you. And if you look at it very well, the only time you would ever need to come and be pleading and asking me to forgive you and be begging is when we go our separate ways. Hallelujah. Many of us offend ourselves on a daily basis, but there has not been a need for reconciliation because we have not gone our separate ways. There's no enmity yet. We have not fought as enemies. We are still together, bearing with one another, forgiving one another, even without being asked. Hallelujah. Because that's the disposition. So you see that when there's reconciliation, when friendship is intact, there's no need to be pleading for forgiveness because forgiveness is for the sake of restoring relationship. Hallelujah. When you find people pleading for forgiveness in a relationship, just realize that the relationship has gone sour. The relationship has fallen apart. If the relationship is intact, there will be no need to plead for forgiveness. Though both parties can be sorry. I'm talking about human relationships now. You can be sorry for what you have done. You can repent. And that's why we're going to make a distinction between asking for forgiveness and repenting, which is what the Bible teaches the believer to do. Hallelujah. We are not meant to always seek forgiveness, which we already have as our inheritance in Christ Jesus. We are not meant to always plead for forgiveness, which is already our inheritance in Christ. But we are told to keep repenting and renewing our mind and growing up in the Christian faith. Hallelujah. There are two different things actually. Repenting, feeling sorry for what you have done, is not the same as pleading for forgiveness. You plead for forgiveness when there's enmity, when there's no reconciliation. In reconciliation, the enmity has ended. Hallelujah. The enmity has been broken and there's no need to. Glory be to God. But there will always be a need to adjust your ways, to get better, to improve in your walk. Two different things. Glory be to God. Two different things. Hallelujah. So Bible says, the law was cancelled and annulled because it was unprofitable and useless. It couldn't perfect anything. It says, but there's the bringing in of a better hope through which we draw near unto God. Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 10. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10. Look at this now. Bible, I told you that the Bible does not have a good description or a pleasant description for this consciousness of sin. The Bible describes it in such an awful way. Hebrews 10. Let me keep reading from verse 5 now. Bible says, therefore, when he came into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. Then I said, behold, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do your will, O God. Previously saying, sacrifice and offering, burnt offerings and offerings for sin, you did not desire, nor had pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law. Then he said, Behold, I have come to do your will, O God. It takes away the first, that it may establish the second. By that will, we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Have you seen? We are sanctified once for all. Look at verse 11. And every high priest, every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sin. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God, from that time waiting till his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified, or those who are sanctified. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 15. But the Holy Spirit also witnesses to us, for after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. Then he adds, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Look at verse 18. Now where there is remission of this, there is no longer an offering for sin. There is no longer an offering for sin. Now the question is this: you and I did not plead for forgiveness to be saved. It was Jesus who died and offered himself. Bible now says where there's remission of sins, there's no longer a need for an offering for sin. Hallelujah. So if Jesus will not offer any other sacrifice for sin, why do you think you can offer God the sacrifice of your tears, the sacrifice of crying and pleading God? You know, the only thing Bible says we should offer up to God continually is the fruit of our lips, which speaks of praise. Hallelujah. So rather than be asking God to forgive you, you are to praise God for forgiveness in Christ. Hallelujah. Bible says that is what should be on your lips continually. Hebrews 13 verse 15. Bible says, therefore by him, let us continually offer up to God the sacrifice of praise, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hallelujah. So rather than say, Lord, please forgive me, I meant to say, Lord, thank you for the gift of forgiveness. Hallelujah. I meant to thank him for what I already have in him. I'm not meant to be pleading for what he has done or for what he has given me. I'm meant to be full of gratitude and thanksgiving for what he has done. I'm the forgiving one. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Many times people do not see forgiveness as a once for all blessing as they see every other thing. Hallelujah. For instance, when I say that you've been given the power of God, you've been given the Spirit of God once and for all, it may not be very hard for you to agree with me or to believe me in the light of Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It may not be hard for you to agree with me that you have been empowered once and for all, you've been given the Holy Ghost once and for all, but you may find it difficult to agree or to admit that you've been forgiven once and for all. Because the idea and the mentality most of us grew up with is that when you sin, you now go and meet God for forgiveness. But you know what? You are missing out on the actual definition or explanation of forgiveness in the New Testament. It is remission of sins by which you've been liberated and delivered from the power of sin. You've been delivered from Satan. You've been delivered from captivity to Satan. So you are a free man. Hallelujah. When the Bible says you are forgiven, it's not talking about your offense now, just your offenses. It's not just talking about pardon. It's talking about how that you've been delivered from slavery to sin. Glory to God. So you know what? The same way when Bible says you've been blessed with all spiritual blessings, and you think of power, you think of holiness, you think of all that you can ever think of. You know, it's in that same chapter. Bible says in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, listing all the blessings we have received. Now, the same way you say I've been empowered, anytime I need to walk in the power of God and I fail, in quotes, anytime I need to pray for the sick and I pray and nothing happens, I don't go and meet God to say, Lord, give me more power. I simply exercise myself more in prayer, believing that I've been empowered. So, the same way, whenever a believer falls into sin, you know what he's meant to do? He's not meant to go and meet God and say, please forgive me. God looks at him and says, you are forgiven now. You are forgiven. Just walk in righteousness. Hallelujah. Because forgiveness in Christ Jesus is not just pardon for your offense. It is that God has set you free. And we're going to come to this very well. So God has set you free. Whenever you sin, whenever you fall into error as a believer, whenever you find yourself walking in things you ought not to walk in, what God is expecting from you is not that you come and meet him and say, forgive me. He looks at you and says, you are already forgiven. Do something with the forgiveness you have received. Hallelujah. Do something with the forgiveness you have received. That is, you can say no to the influence of sin. Such that when a believer falls into sin, he's not meant to go and meet God so that God can do something. He's the one who is meant to do something with what God has done for him. Hallelujah. Because in the light of redemption, if you go and meet God and you say, please forgive me, what you are saying in essence is, please set me free. Hallelujah. In the light of redemption, in the light of our salvation, Lord, please forgive me, is Lord, set me free. It is Lord, deliver me. Hallelujah. But this has been done for you already in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. There's a lot to say on this. There's a lot to say. I have to really explain this well. And then we're going to take our time to see this across scriptures. Let's quickly get back to Hebrews 10 so we can pray. So at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 now, Bible says, therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. It refers to the consciousness of sin, a heart full of the consciousness of sin as an evil conscience. Hallelujah. He calls it an evil conscience. Evil conscience. Very grave description. It's evil conscience because it will always get in the way of relating with the Father as you ought to. This is what the sacrifice of Jesus has taken away. We are free. Hallelujah. We are free to serve God. We are free to worship God without guilt, without any barrier, without any feeling of inferiority complex. We are the forgiving ones. We've been accepted in the beloved. We are the righteousness of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're going to continue from here tomorrow. Let's begin to pray right away. Pala kutarabaya kush kaparate zepro paparagaba ya pala kata si zevele brada lota e gogorotu no brotu suvrege devrege dinusia apa prondi suvrende bayaka tuzuva lagata bayagala balante e mano brotu scubre di fafafra disco malo tule gena manatoria e gagaga bradushka pakapa yanto prokoshka yengro shebro de kebelo shubrage kakabayante lengro namadasa frakatega frakatega aru barata arugeri barakadiska faradelia elemento soprodoshke peri de lo brodo su te vele dei hey akula blotosko poko toko toko to bolo su te vele gelo de proko to bolo gordoska e geda bagada ragada bala sham da bala gal divrigi ba shada baria e grega baba baria kina ma sha pro gina manando losko prodolon de e gulebro goldosko produska paku kaparaka parake agure beduge regede 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 ragadige e jule bebe bebe rugede bala skate men drop brogotosko to polo tolo golo froko polo skoto e legede bagabala sopro. We are forgiven. We are forgiven. We are the ones who have been set free. We are the ones who have been delivered from the power of sin. We are forgiven. We are free men. We are free men. We are free men. We are free men. Agapanto supre catalan gratisca faragueda abrorigo frugo potusco porodito elamado sopita parega bachata para te capaya baya baya te e gupa baraga basa para dana telaga lanade anamam brogondu suprodi nania aglana baro. Sukra reta kato sikataka rikataka rikataka rikatako rikataka rikataka rikatako elume duske peruske tulia e yuske tulia rekuske tule teletutia e jepre duska paraduska paragaba gaba gaba lebraga bashata e babo shopa toka tamano shupe kapeka pelete he omadosko pro galamandu supre geda malaka radiska reke pedembro gonga dusko poronde e jupro dayanta yatrapa yatrapara dasa para gada bada sada bada da angro monkro produsco porica balate elemento supre che dedi de frigetica mando prokeia e no mando supre pelle kirba kasuke paria reketa praka paporiga pakara kata e gamo grokousha e grama kata baka baka balado sufro froko to bolo goro dosko to lo broko to lo to e ge go kopo chapate ne mando supre che de belegere doska elemento supre lembro kataya rebro kataye reket tekete ragute reketa agute bereda ajoto toto ajomira pata enama toso praka madushka paraka parate piriga e yantramante mari dushka pandolika
Et je débat, et je débat, et je débat. Au gilet, au gilet, au gilet, le coup de balle, 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 chat, balle, balle, ta. A gaga, garou, gaga, 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 baba, 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 yé. A goporo, toloto, et goporo, gopoto, et goporo, poloto, et gopira, gabata. A gila, galata, gila, gila, balateta. Et gelette, oh, mambro, toto, migabasa, pila, parato. Et geyeka, et geyeka, au giregede yeka. O gregede yeka o giga gaga gara tutie e go 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 o gru gaga 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 ba 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 o riba ba 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 ya ba tu se felete e la modo sopo prom brodian balaketa e gro brodia balateta e rogotila balateta ta a boro boto to 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 e bori mama 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 o toria ba 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 o chile proko soto proko to bolo goro dosko tolia e la ma broko tu so proko to bolo goro dosko tu regerenia e gregede de gede gede molondushka paradonia engro krombrodushka paradelia galaya engre katalandra rekata pakapalandaya ere boso poto ere gede bege bege bele deleskoteria gabayato egro papayeke egro prepedia azopa topa de bara bara gara niur gibasata ajapri babasida fregatiska varateta ajadliska taliska talatiska taladeda alama toloto elama lodoto erama toloto erama loloto erama loloto erama loloto ojure belete o jure belete ajata tata ajata tata ajata kita zakataka e gele tete e gele tete ajule tele tele gele diri giba sida vala gala tila gida bala sata bela gala bala sata bala ta e gemere gele mele gele bele gele mele e jule tete tete tere gele le dineria e no mondo sopro dia regete mele sete bele gele tini giba sata bara dida angro pro koto ronde e gro kondo sopro godo molo sudo beligondo nrgonde e gro biba barabar barabar manas Sata, rigabasata, rigabaruka, rabraduska, paraduska, paraduska, eyo mondre kute moroduke meregida, oh sule pete, sule peria, akorusga, pako tu zevele kute, egaburia, gibalato toto, ezigebo rigabakuto molotua, abosu para, azosus pere, eleme depro, ere motoketa pakata, ere geteta, arasakta pa, agomondo progoso, pokondo brigada, brigenda, frakandi, ezude, e jure mele sub ne bele bele gele diuri giba sa la kala bala sata e graka takata e graka fraka paka paka palata e vre pepa dusko po e vre pepa para su se file fele su ste fe e jo papari okute bala keta e gro pro shepete e romando soproko e romenda fraka su se fere deria e gro ko saparia rakta tata kura baba babaria e getetetetete someone you are finding courage. You are finding courage. You are finding courage. Unusual courage. Unusual courage. You are finding unusual courage. Even in this session of prayer. Unusual courage. E turi ya suto. E jule ture ture gira mana suto. Vele gere tunia. E gebre pepe pepe peruda. Ba 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 ba. E grupra kata faka 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 vala toso. E grupro sopore. Ropote rokete rakate. Alnomo soprote. E gepe rekepe rekepe rekepe. La susia rigatuska rigatuska rigadaga. Rigadiska rigadaga rigadaga rigadega rigadega. Agro brege bege 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 bele bele te. Eleme dos sopro kanya. Romando sopro kayaka, orogaba soko payata, eregaba soto payaka, eye greke seke tepe kepe 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 le doria, e gubara, o gura bala 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 ta, o gruba ba 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 ba, o frabayeta bala sata, o vreka basku parakana bala gana deska, o gropo toskoto, o gropi kolonto, 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 a jule pelete le tele teriada a jala 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 teriade emeleria emeleria aramata agatuza avrakitha elomo soto froko toma na shof nevela gana divri gibaba baranta gibaba baradosia jaboto le eroboto le eroboto le oyumento le oyubrikate oyigapa le oyofroba le oyomida le alombro koto mola shof nevela gana divri gibasta papayate zapra papaya rabapayeta repapayata yeprepeleta repetepete ribababata gagagarato emolom bro, shabato, kamari, kapata, kamaro, vete, vete, vregeta, di vregeta, va, a barapa, a baroti, a barotipa, a vratofa, vriva, di vregita, manto, supra, dea, rombro, kuta, paria, renda, puska, paragamba, yanta, rega, kusku, paragando, shu, elamakata, pakalete, remede, bele, 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 teria, egrege, de brigade, de nurgiba, selta, regeba, braba, ba, 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 oh, yakubayata, yakuta, bakabalate, yekrupa, kulosko, poko, de belogorodosko, e fele, fete, te, e fele, fele, te, e fele, fele, tete, e fele, 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 tete, e fele, kiba, kabaraba, agaga, giga, 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 favarata, a jaja, 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 favarita, a galototo, to, e galototo, to, o juli fele, te, o juli perete, e broko, prokoto, so brokoto, belosom, de belogan, and frigate, belosom, de gendirgiba, sa propaya, mambro, paparato, papaparagada, balasata, legro, pacayete, mengro, ruvracata, regete, kete, 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 oh, lure, dula, tata, 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 a craca, tila, tila, tala, tata, a gregete, tete, turia, e repre, tete, tete, turia, e lombro, dosco, porianda, catuzo, e gacacoro, tono, toto, rugotota, a gaturi, geba, papa, gabira, beragada, agrodede, agrodede, agrofani, mirondo, lo soto, o frani, miriedi, lo broco, su de veleteria, o figa, tie, agata, yaka, aguria, gataka, a gono, gono, rudasu, su, velo, do, a julede, o jumelitete, o domantras, cotodo, frocotolos, cotopoloto, e gopro, su, copon, taco, sopaka, pecata, pocoto, prekete, lurede, nugesu, zuvede, rakati, nagaba, rabateta, elamada, soprakaka, gegele, zupraloja, zupraloja, a jule, tule, tule, giba, sukatidia, kano suparanta kula prakoyodo kulia pala kutongo lonto ijutekeida junegredi derusa veruse deruska parote kakarote sekuria sakaria ejoteria kapaloria kimanata sepa kapaya selekete belegere deskateria galate sekurie zeturie egulia pa egulierete Juliette Aragala Malashaka Turia Galanoska Pario Yekolo Progotomanusum de Benegan Niria Galashka Taria. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Put your hand on your body wherever your body is suffering from an ailment, sickness, disease, whatever it is. Put your hand on that portion of your body right away. In the name of Jesus, I banish every sickness from this body. I command them to die. In the name of Jesus, every sickness, every disease, every virus, bacteria that is troubling these bodies, I destroy them by the power in the name of Jesus. Your body is healthy again from the top of your head to the tip and sole of your feet. You are healed in the name of Jesus. You can receive for your relatives, your loved ones also, wherever they are and whatever the conditions are, terminal diseases, whatever they are, in the name of Jesus, we destroy and banish these yokes from these bodies. In the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever situation you are believing God for, whatever at all, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Paul said to Agrippa, why do you think it's impossible? Why do you think it's incredible for God to raise the dead? There is nothing God cannot do. In the name of Jesus, you can receive today by the power of the Spirit of God. Let's keep praying. Kado skoto, frelonoska pareande losko tokeya, fragatayangolosko perie, eduskeria, flalolosko produsko poragetaka, flenonomandusho ba, anamato koye de kadeye velate, vregete vredus topa, klondisketeye, e grakata, retapa, fragate, jovrede, morode, zuvate, gabare, ezute, ratate, nandro sopro kondo pridat sisa, frada fi, the fragateza, Zorodo Shoprokotia, Rogoto Shoprokotia, Regete Shovrodoria, Revede Shovrodoria, Regetila Catale Galabella Satavala Garaboro Turgere Noriegedaga, Lego Cano Suprinandios Coparada, Ledros Coparata, Kitakata, Kirakata, Kirakata, Ledosopro, Ledroscopro, Regaskivaracatila Garatisca Faragila, Fricatila, Skitavrake, Mondro Prodo, Susavrede Bergeri, Divrigiba, Sapragidea, Redatata, Redatata, Reda. Kabila tata, kabila teta, kabila teta, kabila tata, kabila deda, kabila deda, kabila roda, kabila roda, kabila iriga basata, egila ba egila ba egila ba egila bariga, agagagaruga, gagaluga, galuria, anamondro, Coromondo, Sopra Gordo, Morodono, Ebroto, Robotere, Getis, Evadi, Regedia, Recte Bacuse, Rectele Paruda, Rectele Maduse, Retitia, Rasafa, Retinia, Ricatasi, Eduria, Gede, Regetapa, Amoroto, Monotuno, Monoture, Gide, Malasute, Vedegede, Belegede, Teria, Elamo, Groca, Bayati, Eramondo, Fugabara, Taka, Eramondo, Subra, Gabayata, Agatasa, 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 Agatayalaka, Agatayalaketa, Agalayara, Gatamala, Gordono, Tudegeria, Agregebe, Gebe, Regedana, Sata, Gebe, Gebe, Rigabalate, Egebe, Egebe, Ragadana, Sata, Igebe, Regedamolo, Suta, Balagara, Balagaradonia, Elamacopo, Copolo, Todata, Letos, Coprodos, Caceros, Cacalos, Catilos, Cacinianda, Kilionda, Cadeosca, Palios, Gaparionda, Kilionda, Corianda, Cadieda, Zelianda, Corienda, Sidiera, Naniera, Nanieride, Lariede, Narida, Narida, Nikiata, Kalos, Kokalos, Kokoria, De Nerteloshe, Nedoloshe, Ledoloshe, Kotala de Didara Dasa, Fifafara, Di Comano Turgana, Noridea, Pakuja, 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 Origenda, Cadaneria, Cadaneria, Zaptakosa, Frata Diza, Frata Teta, Katanosa, Frananosa, Vredanoska, Dinia, Kata, Kirdeska, Prokotosha Prokotos Katisios Koto Sukolonde Susios Olode and the Lorodolo Koto Kayotoka Kelo Guka Kakapala Kuru Murudeni Yagibayon Gadaya Rinanios Kubaria Gnania Gnania Gineda Pelushka Parusia Barute Kenduze Elu Katelo Eu Katiri Eu Katiri Erikatario Sukratidia. Oh Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow or the time of prayer. Don't forget to tune in 7 a.m. Invite your friends, family members, colleagues, classmates, anyone at all, and let's come together to have a great time in the Word of God. And do have a great day of being full of the Word, full of prayer, spiritual songs, and full of the Spirit, and be a blessing to somebody. See you in the next episode.